Confident Healer podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love, and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Molly, and I'm the founder of the 9-month Confident Healer Reiki Training Program. Today, please welcome back Mina Rucci. We had her on, I think it was back in March now. So she is a Akashic Record reader and meditation instructor. She helps people who feel stuck or inspired by life to connect with their purpose so they can cultivate clarity and contentment. After spending over a decade seeking her own purpose and finding it through the Akashic Records, she finds great joy in bringing this magical perspective to others, helping them to find greater clarity and meaning in their own lives. You can catch her series on Record Time on Fridays on her blog, minarucci.com. So please welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast, Mina Rucci. Yay!
Welcome. Thanks for having me back, Sharmila. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being here again. So we had planned this to do a reading. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to answer the same questions. I had asked on Reddit a while ago about on the subreddit Akashic Records if anybody had any questions. So I gave her the choice. I gave her a list of questions, and she picked these three questions. So first of all, how have you been? How is Record Time going? Tell us about Record Time again.
Remind us. So Record Time is like my weekly video series that I do, and I share an Akashic transmission once a week. And they're usually like 10 minutes long, sometimes like, I think usually less than 15. So it's like a good little small dose of Akashic goodness once a week. And yeah, I just open the records and share messages about whatever they feel like chatting about that week. And so I think there's like 110 episodes or something like that now. So there's tons of stuff there and all about different things, like how to trust the universe and how to return to your center, how to relate to your purpose, like all kinds of things. So yeah, lots of stuff to dive into there.
Nice. Okay. So let's start. So go ahead. So did you open a particular entity's records or?
Yeah, I actually opened my own. Okay. So I opened my own records and was just asking about the records. Yeah, I was able to definitely like kind of connect with and ask these questions, and they were more than happy to chime in.
Of course. And so, yeah. So you did these before, we both did these beforehand and wrote the answers down. Mm-hmm. And so you go ahead and start, read the question and you can start.
So the first question I have is, can anyone access their Akashic records with practice? And like, personally, I love that they included the like contingency with practice, because I do think that's an important part of it. But that's just from my own perspective. So I'm just going to read literally word for word what the records shared with me. So again, can anyone access their Akashic records with practice? Yes, of course. Your records are you, and you are your records. There is nothing that could keep your records from you, because you carry it within you. It's like the matter that makes up your body and the intelligence that tells your heart to beat and your lungs to breathe. Those things are excerpts of information or intelligence from your Akashic records. You are made up of your Akashic records. It's like your body and being are a piece of your records itself. And yet when we open our own Akashic records, that's in quotes, it's like we're looking at or checking out some of the information that feels a little bit more distant. So they gave this like epic example. I was cracking up as they explained it this way. So they said, you can think of it like you and your body and yourself are the parts of the records that you have downloaded. And the rest of your records are data that's in the cloud. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, like, I love it. I love it.
I was like, oh my God, that's such a great way to explain it. So just like how you have some apps downloaded on your phone,
right?
Images, there's like tons of pictures you have in the cloud and you can still access them, but they're not downloaded. So they said you're always in contact with part of your records because you're alive in your body. But when we open the Akashic records in the way that we're discussing right now, it's like being able to look at or glimpse some of the information that we've stored in the cloud. Does that make sense? They ask. And I just had to chime in. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this explanation, particularly because Akash literally means like ether or space. So to describe it as like information in the cloud,
right,
is so perfect. It's great. And it's like so funny to me.
It's so meta. Yeah. I love their sense of humor and the way that, you know.
There's nothing like it. They're so funny. They're so sweet. I feel like, yeah, it's such a lighthearted kind of thing. And I think that's kind of a good like intro to like the style and personality that often comes through with the records. Cause I know some people are sometimes scared or unsure of what it's like to get a reading. They're like, I don't know what they're going to tell me, but it's like, they're like the sweetest things that ever. So yeah. Yeah. They're just so lighthearted and adorable and funny. Okay. So then they go on to say, additionally, right, they want us to note that while we are made of our Akashic records and we can learn to access more of it, we can never access the entirety of our Akashic records while we're humans. So our bodies and minds can't contain the entire thing at one time. So what is happening when we open our own records or someone does a reading for us? It's like scrolling through some of the data in the cloud, but never downloading or viewing the entire thing all at once, if that makes sense. So it's like your device that is your being, your human self, doesn't have enough space. It doesn't have enough storage space to hold the whole thing at one time, but you can hold parts of it. And a lot of it, like a good chunk of it, is downloaded already. So they said, only as an ethereal being can you even begin to see and hold bigger pieces of the Akashic records at one time. But that's not to say that as humans, we can't do a lot. It's still quite remarkable. So we don't have to just disregard it or think that it's useless. It's still incredibly valuable. And yes, we can learn to access our own Akashic records or more of our records than are already available to us in our living, breathing bodies that are essentially animated pieces of the records already.
Mm.
So that's all I got for that one.
Wow. Animated pieces of the record and the cloud. I love it. So relatable. So relatable. I can't wait to share that with that person that asked that question. It's amazing. I love it. Okay. So here's my answer to, can anyone access their Akashic records with practice? So I opened the records of the founders because I think that's how I posed the question that I was going to open. I wasn't going to open mine. I was going to open the records of the founders when I was on, when I put this question on the subreddit Akashic Records. So yes, the answer is yes. The key word here is practice. Your readers are the proof, meaning you and I are the proof because we practice. It's practice, the practice of trusting the information and practice of doing it, trusting that you're in the Akashic records. You have the desire, the motivation to access your records with fortitude to trust that you can do it. It's absolutely accessible to you with or without a class. That's all I got with that. Very succinct.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. How do you feel about that? Because I really resonate with that idea of practice. It's like one of my most repeated words that I use all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way you do it. If you just think about it, you're not doing it, but when you actually, you know, how do I access it and meditating on that? And if you don't want to take a class, you absolutely can. And that's what I loved, because I was like, yeah, I know people that do it without, you know, taking some sort of class. Mm-hmm. It's just that the class gives you practice, gives you, you know, you're with someone, but yeah, absolutely. It just, in order to do anything, you have to do it, not just think about it like, oh, I wonder if I can. I don't know if I, and you're just stuck in your head. You just go in this loop. Can I do it? I don't know. I don't know if I could. Should I try? I don't know if I should try. Will it work? I don't know if it will work. You'll only know if you do it. So.
Yeah. And I think like I can relate to being in that like stuck headspace. And I'm sure people listening to this, if you have an interest in like connecting to an ethereal library, then you probably have that tendency of like getting caught in your head. So I think too, like, yeah, taking a class, like having a teacher, I'm like such a big fan of like having mentors. I think there's nothing like it. It just accelerates the process. But yeah, you definitely can learn how to do this on your own. And yeah, practice, practice, practice. And with humility, you know, not with like the entitlement of getting it right away, the expectation to get it right away, the expectation for it to sound or look like something. And yeah, I think like everyone's version of connecting with the records, everyone's channel is so unique. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing too. It's like learning with the teacher. It's cool because you're getting to witness the uniqueness of their channel, but you still like want to have the space within yourself for it to look a little bit different, because no one's like, there's no two channels that are the same, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, to get these answers that are similar, but vastly different and different in length too.
Yeah. 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 Oh my gosh. I know.
I was like, well, that was very short. And I was listening, I was like, wow, you got a really long, and I love that with the cloud. That's so the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, it's like, I think that's why it's extra fun to have so many people doing this kind of work, is because as a person seeking a reading or whatever, it's like you can choose the person that like you like their style. You mm-hmm. know, it's not just like, oh, this only one person can give me the info. It's like, right. Who can give you the info in a way that you want to receive it?
Right.
You know,
right.
Do you like their style? Are they funny? Do they connect to the records with a sense of humor or not? Because I'm sure there are people who do kind of, channel it differently and maybe aren't tapped into that like comedic value that they offer.
Well, I thought it was interesting, the question, which is the second question. Mm-hmm. Speaking of serious. So go ahead.
This one, I personally thought this question was like really interesting and I had my own thoughts about it. So yeah, I'm curious to see what you got to for this one. But the second question was, can you ask the founders if the concept of the Akashic Records is supposed to be taken seriously? And when I read that question, I was like, I don't know if I even fully understand this question. Like, mm-hmm. what exactly are they talking about?
Right, right.
So I'll repeat it. Can you ask the founders if the concept of the Akashic Records is supposed to be taken seriously? And what I got was like, the keepers of the records were just kind of chuckling at this one. They were kind of like, what can you really take completely seriously, you know? And I think because I wasn't fully clear on the question, I couldn't convey it with clarity. So they were also like, we're not really sure like what they fully mean by it. And so they were asking like, do they mean, are the records real? Or do we need to believe in their existence literally? And so they're saying if that was kind of the question, then their response is the records are inherently a mystery. No one really knows what they are and how real they are. They're an elusive thing because they are all encompassing. And if you think of the element of space, this is just my two cents. It's like space is defined by everything. Like, it is not what is. So right. It's everything that is not. So right. If you think about matter,
right,
it's the opposite of matter. So it's the emptiness. It's the in-between stuff. Right. So it's not like my body and me or you. It's the gap between us. That is what the Akash is. So yeah, like thinking about it that way, it's like, oh yeah, that is elusive. That is all encompassing. And so they say, like, so if the question is like, do the records literally exist? Do we need to take the concept of that a library in space exists and we need to believe what they say? If that's the question, then no, not at all. Like, you're most welcome to do whatever you want and believe whatever you want. However, many people, if they spend time in quietness with themselves, will be able to attest to the small, soft voice of wisdom within them. And that's a little inkling of how to relate to the records. Every human being, if they sit still long enough, can relate to that idea on some level, that there's a quiet, inexplicable wisdom within them. And whether or not they follow it or believe what that voice tells them, that's wholly up to them. And we as free people with free will are gloriously allowed to believe whatever we want. So no, we don't have to take it seriously, just as you don't really have to take anyone else's perspective or opinion seriously if you don't want to. It's just a perspective.
Wow. That sounds almost very similar to what I got. When I read that, I think to me, in my opinion, it was, because you can take it two ways. Like, is this a joke? Or is it like, do we need to, like, everything that comes out of, you know, when you get a reading, is that word, you know? And I always say to people, like, look, take this with a grain of salt when you're getting a reading. Like, if it doesn't resonate with you, you know, this is just a possibility on your timeline. This is just one possibility. Doesn't mean that it's going to, you know, shift something. I mean, it's always shifting something because you're hearing it, but it doesn't mean that it's going to drastically have to change things, because that's up to you if you want that too. Yeah. So that's, I don't know. So I just thought, I was like, okay, I just kind of had a, you know, just with their humor, but anyway, so mm-hmm. here's what I got from the founders, which, can you ask the founders if the concept of the Akashic Record is supposed to be taken seriously? And they answered, we are here to remind you that you, in that three-dimensional dense body, your words, not ours, that you are a part of us as we are a part of you. We remind you that you are ever expansive. Your consciousness is unlimited. We are in the same energy. You just have that meat suit, as you call it. You see, we have humor too. Seriously funny. Seriously.
Love that.
That's what it
is. Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting because when you answer the first question, it was something about it, you know, that we were a part of the Akashic Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was interesting. I was like, I love how they're like so similar, you know?
Yeah. Answers, it's similar. You know? It's like kind of simple. I love like almost like the simplicity, like the essential quality, like those essential pieces that kind of come through for both of us. And it's like those simple things, like I am the records are me. I mean, girl, you could think about that, contemplate that right. for a lifetime or two right. and like probably never fully understand it. But I think those kind of like, just like beautiful, like essential one-liners they have are like wonderful things to contemplate, and they're good gateways into kind of like mm-hmm. a greater depth. I love what you were saying earlier too, about like, yeah, you know, like take it with a grain of salt. And I think I think I said this last time too. It's like, whenever you get a reading, and even when you read for yourself, it's coming through your mind, like your human like self, which is limited inherently, you know, that's what the information is coming through. So as pure as it might be, as like beautiful and yeah, perfect as we might want to like project the records to be, it's still coming through a brain, you know, that has had experiences, that has a history. So yeah, you know, take it the grain of salt with a pack of saltines, I like to say.
That's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, and sometimes, you know, when we get information from the records, instead of like leaning in, because it's so tempting, you know, to get a reading and just hang on every word that comes through that someone else is saying, it's so easy for us to give our power to the other person. But if we can kind of sit back and like stay in our own center and receive it just like you would receive like just a friend giving you their opinion, and then kind of be like, oh, let me think about that, you know, and just see like, does it land inside you? Does it kind of bounce off you? Instead of like forcing yourself to like take in and digest every word, you don't have to. Sometimes like the information that comes through kind of helps you get clarity by polarity, where it's like the thing you hear is like, oh, I know that that does not feel good. So now I know for me, that's a no, even though it took me having to hear it and being told that that might be the case for me to recognize like, oh no, that's like a full no. So yeah, it definitely is weird. And I think too, it's important to kind of like, yeah, notice what kind of reader are you, like, do you resonate with as a person? Because that impacts like the kind of reading you'll have with them. Right. So, yeah, watch their stuff, listen to their stuff, see if you like them before getting a reading with them, potentially, you know, because yeah, because some of that stuff, it can stick with you, yeah. Even if you try,
right.
Try to not have it stick. Yeah.
Right. I know. I always feel people's, they're when they get before they get a read, they're a little bit nervous, and I'm like, okay, just take a breath. And they'll even tell you when you're, you know, sometimes in the answer, like, just take a breath and take this in however you want, you know, just remember. And they're telling you, and we're both telling you, like, this is just a smidge of this is just one example, this is just one part of a million things that could be going on. Information. So yeah, there's so much on the cloud. It's so much, access. I love that. But yeah, I definitely feel that, yeah, it's important to, you know, obviously you're going to go to someone that you resonate with, and how to take this, because I was never a person, I'm still not a person that goes and, you know, I don't give myself readings all the time. I don't get readings. I don't give myself Akashic readings. I don't seek them out. I don't seek a lot of different type because of that. Because like I don't want any. But sometimes, yeah, I do need guidance, and I want to know, okay, what am I up for this year? Like, I like to give myself a yearly reading for my birthday.
Yeah, those are so fun.
Yeah. Like a glimpse of like what to expect, or, you know, here's just some things to look out for. And like, I'll sometimes come back to it. I'm like, okay, when I need like inspiration or something like that. Okay. Go ahead with the third one.
All right. Okay. So the third question was, what are the benefits of accessing the Akashic records for ourselves or others? And again, I'm just going to read what they said. They said, it allows us to be able to operate with more freedom in our lives. The Akashic records and receiving Akashic perspective can allow us to gently go underneath all the layers of the mind that generally run the show without us having to think much about it. So some people might call that like conditioning or habit or whatever. All the habits we've built over time, all the conditioning we've had put on us from our parents, our personal history and culture, everything we've learned to do that may or may not be serving us most efficiently now, even if it was once helpful, all of that can be quieted, paused, and in a way subverted by accessing Akashic perspective, which is to say attuning more closely to our own awareness. being more of who we truly are instead of who we've been told or taught to be. The deepest benefit of an Akashic Record reading is the heightened ability over time to be who we truly are in this moment. The Akashic Records allow us to not just know ourselves more deeply, but to actually come into contact with that innate, essential part of ourself, our truest self, which some people might call their essence or spirit or true self or soul. Knowing who we are in our mind is one thing, but to be in contact with ourselves, to be in contact with that intelligence, and to be able to live from that centered place is a totally different thing. It allows us to be a more sincere and clear expression of ourself. And when we're expressing our true self in our lives, not just like a literal expression, but just living as we really are, we find deep satisfaction, joy, and peace. Something one of my teachers said is the system feels well in being itself. So we naturally feel good when we are being ourselves. And that's what the Akashic Records help us do, is to dive deep underneath all the layers of conditioning and touch into the core of who we are. So we may begin to start being from that place and slowly, gently dissolving the layers that get in the way of our deepest, truest, most lovely expression of self. And all of that is in service of us feeling good by being who we are. So when we feel well as a whole, we feel better in general. We enjoy our lives, we experience more pleasure, we're more efficient and productive at the things we choose to do because we're in close contact with our natural gifts and our natural source of energy. We have greater mental clarity, we're more emotionally balanced, we're more compassionate and loving, we're able to receive more love from others and actually let it land deeply within us and be impacted by the love we receive. We have a more optimistic, wondrous attitude towards life. So there's a myriad of practical benefits that naturally unfold when we begin to be who we really are.
Oh, so beautiful. So much wisdom. You know, I love that because it's such a different perspective to kind of an obvious answer, right? Kind of, right? I don't know, to me, but I just thought that was just a beautiful way to, it's so comforting and inspiring, and just, it just lands so gently, you know? I just feel like there was a knowledge drop, and it was just like this feather just landing on my shoulder, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love their gentleness. It never feels overpowering or too much. They do kind of have a way of just gently kind of touching us in sweet ways. Yeah.
Okay. So then, answer I got. What are the benefits of accessing the Akashic Record for ourselves and others? And I was like, gee, I wonder what they're going to say. The benefits are guidance, validation of what you've been feeling, sensing, hearing, experiencing, thinking. We've answered this in the previous question, but to add, it's comforting to have insight, to be validated, to be reassured. We give you the perspective, show you a creative way to look at things. We give you inspiration, something to ponder. We give you hope, a new lease on life. We give you new choices when you think you're out of options. We love you and remember that, and we love you and you remember what that feels like when you connect for you and for others. We hope this helps you. Love from the founders.
Oh my gosh, so cute. Oh, wow. Yeah, I love that. And I think those are like, I feel like between our two answers, it kind of touched into like the immediate like the service that they provide with a new perspective, and then what that does to us over time. You know, mm-hmm. how does a new perspective actually help us? How does connecting more deeply to ourselves actually help us, other than it feeling beautiful? You know, and I think that's the whole point. And I think really with all of the seeking that people do, it's like that is the goal, is to feel better in being who we are right now.
Yeah. I think I really liked how they just went through and explained kind of the psychosis of humanity with all the, you know, expectations put on us and the things we learn and how we sometimes can get away from our, from who we really are, from our truest expression of who we are in the world, and how that happiness or lack of happiness contributes to humanity, to the rest of the world, mm-hmm. right? How that's whatever it is you're vibing, it's resonating out into it, sending these ripple effects. And so if you're having a bad day and you take it out on someone else,
they're
going to take it on someone else until maybe it stops and like, oh, I don't need to take, you know, like they're having mm-hmm. a bad day. I'm recognizing this person's having a bad day and it stops mm-hmm. here. Or whether you're having a good day and that resonates and they just kind of, you know, pay it for whatever it is, it's being paid forward.
And like, you can see like the impact of not being in contact with yourself in every like micro facet of your life when you're not feeling connected to who you are. And the thing is, people don't often label it as that. They might feel off, but they don't recognize that that's the root of the problem,
right?
That they're not in connection with themselves. And so that could look like feeling lethargic and unmotivated and burnt out at work. That could look like tension and misunderstandings happening in relationships. That could look like being short-tempered with your kids. That could look like feeling just generally uninspired and unmotivated. It could be like feeling confused all the time, not knowing how to make a decision or what to do. It could look like having your emotions suppressed and feeling numb because you can't feel anything good or bad because there's so much bottled up. It could look like your emotions are just so wild and out of control, you don't know how to relate to them. So there's all kinds of ways that, like, what I think is like the core thing is like being in contact with yourself, being in capacity to be yourself, to hold your own expression and allow that to kind of emanate in a way that's authentic and sincere and clear, instead of these distorted versions of ourselves, like all the masks we like put on and all the things mm-hmm. we make ourselves do to please other people and all that stuff. It's like, when you can, like, as you slowly begin to just be more and more yourself, that really impacts every facet of your life. And I think so sometimes people are treating these different symptoms of like, oh, I'm burnt out at work, or my relationship is not great, or whatever it is, or I have anger issues with my kids, or whatever it is. It's like sometimes going to the source and like touching in with that can actually just impact so many different things, almost as like happy side effects of doing this essential work of being who you are.
Yeah. And I think just to clarify, because I'm thinking like, if somebody's like, what do you mean not connect? I mean, in my body, or are you?
Yeah.
Is what we're talking about is your soul. Do you agree with that? When you're saying you're disconnected from yourself, you're disconnecting from, I feel like what I've seen is it's like it's your we're talking about your soul, like that truest expression of you, of who you are, not who you think you need to be, not mm-hmm. who society wants you to be, not who your parents want you to be, or you know, your partner or some, you know, but who you truly are, that your soul's expression coming through. And and so when you're having all those symptoms, as you've so eloquently described, you know, that's why people don't know. They're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, maybe nothing's wrong mm-hmm. with me. You know, like mm-hmm. I have a very practical view of things, and there's, you know, I just need to just suck it up and do whatever. Right. But yeah, so people don't realize that that's what it is, that they're not connecting to themselves. They're not connecting to who they truly are, which is what your soul is wanting to express in this lifetime.
Yeah. And I think too, it's like, even if you feel like there are no problems, you know, like work is fine, family's fine, things are fine, but still you're like, oh, I have everything I thought I ever wanted and I'm still not really happy. What's wrong with me for not being happy when my life is so good on paper? That the like small, like kind of stifled capacity to feel contentment, peace, satisfaction, joy, that is a symptom of not being in connection with your center, your deep self, your essence, your soul, as you say. So it's like, even that too, it's like being in contact with that space allows you to be able to feel things, you know, with more pleasure, with more grace, with more capacity. And it also helps you feel your emotions in real time as they happen, so that you're not suppressing things. And I think a big piece of the work is, at least what that I do with people, is like starting to work through some of the suppressed stuff. So that way you can make space within yourself to feel what's actually happening, be in contact with what's actually happening now, instead of just putting all your energy into like squishing down all the things that happened when you were a kid in the past or whatever. So part of that is like kind of working through some of those things. Mm-hmm. And I had an example of like what this work was like for me, and like what I mean when I say like, oh, like the records help us get into contact with our deep self, like who we are and not, like you said, who we've been taught to be. And then when you do that, like it has these like really happy, like effortless side effects. So like, and side effects with a positive connotation, like we never hear it that way. So just like, yeah, natural benefits. So one of these like natural benefits that happened to me when I started working with the Akashic Records, right, accessing my Akashic Records, is that my lifelong anxiety went away. So I was never trying to fix or cure my anxiety, because I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that that was a thing. I didn't know that that could go away. I thought it's like you just have to live with it, or like you can medicate it. But I wasn't even offered medication. So it's like my only option was just to live with it. And so, but just right by receiving Akashic perspective and working with the records over time, that anxiety that had debilitated me for years and years and had been there my whole life naturally dissolved. And it was so gentle and such a natural process that it took me a long time to even realize that it was gone. That's how like gentle working with the records can be. And I didn't have to try at all to do that. It was literally just a natural byproduct, a natural side effect of working with the records and accessing Akashic perspective. So yeah, like a lot of beautiful things can happen naturally when we receive Akashic perspective, whether that's accessing the records ourselves or working with someone else. Both ways work really wonderfully. Yeah. So I hope that that helps kind of illustrate what I'm talking about, because yeah, otherwise it can just sound like a lot of like poetic words. So yeah, it's like just by doing this one thing, because I wanted to, by developing a stronger contact with myself, just by accessing Akashic Records, you know, perspective. Yeah. Debilitating anxiety went away.
That's amazing. Like, you know, because I remember you were talking about that, you know, you felt that way since you were, you said five, I believe, right? Since you were.
And yeah. Like my earliest memories. Yeah. Yeah.
That just can offer, you know, so much hope. And everyone has a different way of relieving their anxiety, and this was one way for you, and it can be one way for lots of other people too. And it just awakened, you know, it put you in touch with your soul, you know, really deeply connected, instead of, okay, I've got to do this, I'm expected to do this, I'm going to go for this degree, you know, all the way to
all the things, right?
Your master's.
You can see how that, like, the anxiety was rooted in, like, the, like, burden, like the weight of having to be what everyone, my family, myself, society was telling me to be. So it's like the weight of being out of contact with yourself. I'm like, is that landing? Does that make sense? Right? It's like I was putting all of my energy into doing what everyone was telling me to be. All of my effort was like, how can I be the person that I've been taught to be, that they want me to be, that I am striving to be because I think that's what I'm supposed to do. And by accessing Akashic perspective, it allowed me to drop below that like mental monster, you know, that was just like ruling my whole life. And I didn't know that that's what it was. I thought that that thing, that like need to be that person was my personality. I thought that that's who I was. So you can see how sneaky this stuff is, you know?
Right, right.
It's so deep in us. It's so, that conditioning goes so deep that we mistake ourselves for our conditioning. And what Akashic perspective does is help you drop beneath it. So you can think about it from dropping from the top of your brain down into your center. It's like, who is that person who has been there underneath the surface the whole time, that exists beneath and deeper than the level of words and thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. Who is that essential self? And if you can live from that place, because that essence has a whole different agenda. Your soul has a whole different set of desires than what people might have been telling you to do. So that's what I mean. It's like doing what you're supposed to do is often very different from doing and being from the place of who you actually are.
Right. Doing you.
Yeah. You got to do you. You to sum it up, you got to do you.
And when you were doing these readings, like, did it come, was it flowing, or did it take, you know, were you just like writing and then waiting for the answer and then write, you know, like, how does that work? How does that process work for you? Just curious.
How does it work for me now, or how did it?
When you were doing this particular reading for this episode.
This one, yeah. So I opened the records. I was sitting at my computer. I like typed out the question just so I could see it. And then I asked it in the records in my head silently. And then they just start going and I'm just writing down what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And then I like, because these are questions that someone else like, you know, shared with us. In between, I was pausing to be like, ooh, that was a cool answer. Right. What do I personally think about it? So I was kind of like switching a little bit into just like having my own reflection about it and then moving on to the next one. So yeah.
I know it always, you know, sometimes I feel schizophrenic, right? Because I switch back and forth. I'm like, wow, even when I'm giving a reading, I always preface like, so I'm going to switch between they and me. I'm going to say they, and sometimes they come through me or, you know, I'm going to give you my opinion, you know, so it's just funny.
And then when we're like, when I'm on the same wavelength as them, I sometimes say we, so I'm like referring to what
I agree. You know, yeah.
For all practical purposes is like me. When people are watching a video, I'm like, we are saying this. Right. And it's like, what is wrong with this person? Sounds so crazy. It's so funny. Yeah.
Well, do you have any upcoming events or specials that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I'm opening up a couple of donation-based or donation-optional, aka free readings. I'm opening up some spots for that on my calendar. So if you were intrigued by any of this and you want to try it, you can come get a reading.
Nice.
Yeah. And so you can find that on my website and I'll share the link with you too. So it'll probably be in the show notes as well.
Yes, you are right. It will be in the show notes, minarucci.com. So thank you so much, Mina, for being here and coming back. And this was so much fun. We'll definitely have to do that. Do it again. Do another.
I know
this
was cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a treat.
And thank you for listening or watching. My name is Sharmila Mali. This is the Confident Healer Podcast. Again, you can find everything, all of our information in the show notes if you'd like to reach out for her donation-based readings. And also my information will also be in the show notes. But anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.